Get abstract. Knowledge compressed. That sci-fi moment you've been waiting for is here. Some machines are already learning on their own, and even learning to program themselves. In The Master Algorithm, published by Basic Books, computer science professor Pedro Domingos shows you what this transformation does for science and what it will do for mankind. Get Abstract recommends his treatise to anyone interested in how computers are revolutionizing society, in machine learning, or in scientific development. You interact with machine learning every day. When Netflix suggests a movie or a search engine completes your query, that's machine learning in action. Throughout history, if you wanted a machine to do something, you had to build it to do just that thing. For computers, you wrote a detailed algorithm explaining how it should do what you want it to do. Machine learning algorithms, or learners, work differently. Computerized learners figure things out by themselves. Computers that are learners can program themselves. The more data they have, the more effectively they think. This unprecedented development will revolutionize society. Machine learning is already transforming fields from politics to DNA sequencing. Understanding machine learning starts by becoming familiar with the term algorithm. Algorithms are precise instructions that tell computers exactly what they should do. Designing algorithms is difficult. When programmers and computer scientists succeed in writing good algorithms, they build on each other's work, producing more algorithms, which interact like the elements in an ecosystem. Obstacles can arise to threaten algorithms. These come in the form of different types of complexity, which slow or crash computerized systems, causing their algorithms to fail. Learning algorithms, or learners, write their own algorithms. Learner algorithms write the programs they use. The Industrial Revolution mechanized manual labor, and the Information Revolution automated mental labor. Machine learning let scientists tackle data-dense, complex problems they could not handle on their own. If you want to solve two different problems, you use two different tools or programs. Machine learning is different. You can often use identical algorithms to solve problems in different fields. Developments in physics, evolutionary biology, neuroscience, statistics, and computer science suggest that a master algorithm capable of deriving all knowledge is possible. Scientists have been researching machine learning for decades. Their inquiries emerge from five major tribes. Each one approaches the problem differently, cares most about one major aspect of the challenge, and has a group of central principles. Each group advocates for its own master algorithm, which embodies its beliefs and approach. The first tribe, the symbolists, reduces intelligence to symbol manipulation. Symbolists include pre-existing knowledge in their model. They use inverse deduction as their master algorithm. This determines what constitutes knowledge through a process of deduction and then generalizes from the result. The symbolists trace back to philosopher David Hume. Hume asked a profound question: how can you generalize from what you've observed to what you haven't experienced? All learning algorithms seek to find a solution to this query. The second tribe is the connectionists. Scientist Donald Hebb explained a key element of brain function in 1949 when he showed that repeated activity in one neuron sparks activity in nearby neurons. Connectionists use algorithms to mimic a brain. Computers don't have as many connections as the brain, so faster processing must compensate. Brains contain billions of neurons, which are shaped like little trees. Each neuron connects with thousands of neurons through synapses. Electricity runs along the trunk of each neuron, jumping across synapses to spark activity in nearby neurons. Applying this understanding to machine learning requires you to convert it to an algorithm. Connectionists reverse engineer the brain to create machine learning. Backpropagation is their master algorithm. This approach compares the output from a system with the output you want and changes the connections one layer of neurons at a time, improving the output each time. The evolutionaries are scientists who see natural selection as the engine for learning. They use genetic programming as their master algorithm, evolving computer programs in much the same way that organisms evolve in nature. Evolutionary's genetic algorithm works based on a score given to programs according to how well they accomplish what designers created them to do. Genetic algorithms work like sexual reproduction, mating the fittest programs and producing offspring that contain somewhat different qualities. Genetic algorithms can test multiple hypotheses simultaneously. The Bayesians are the fourth tribe. In the 18th century, Reverend Thomas Bayes created an equation for incorporating new evidence into existing beliefs. Bayesians recognize the inherent uncertainty and incompleteness of all knowledge. Their challenge is separating data from their surrounding noise and building systems that can deal with incompleteness. Their master algorithm is Bayes' theorem, which says you should revise how strongly you believe a specific hypothesis when you discover new data and its derivatives. Bayesians see learning as a specialized use of this theorem. Analogizers see recognizing similarities as central to learning. Their challenge is determining just how alike two compared things might be. While neural networks played a larger role in the early years of machine learning, analogy offers exciting possibilities for this master algorithm. Analogizers offer one of the best learning algorithms, nearest neighbor. This works so well because it does nothing. You don't calculate anything. You just compare the new thing you encounter with records of existing objects in your database. This reasoning works for online recommendations of books or movies. If you like X, you might like Y. You can modify this system to give more weight to some correlations or similarities because your wishes resemble those of one recommender more than they tap into the suggestions of another. The problem with the nearest neighbor algorithm is dimensionality. The more factors you try to integrate, the more difficult it becomes to use this algorithm. If machine learning is a science, someone must combine its various theories. Many technological advances occur when someone invents a unifier, single mechanisms that combine the function of several different objects. Microprocessors are unifiers, so are computers, and so is electricity. The master algorithm will be the necessary unifier of the existing models. Creating the master algorithm requires meta-learning, that is, learning about learning or learners. Meta-learning requires running and combining multiple models. To combine different learners quickly, you might run the learners and tally their results. This is stacking. Both Netflix and Watson use it. Markov logic networks can unify these various approaches. MLNs are flexible, and you can apply them to any feature you want. Such learners can solve the problems of the five different tribes and provide a major step forward. As the master algorithm emerges, it will reshape your world. Every time you use a computer and do whatever you intend to do, you'll be teaching the computer. The master algorithm will develop increasingly accurate models of your likes and desires and how those compare to what you think you like and want. It will seek out objects, experiences, jobs, and people for you and negotiate on your behalf.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.